Welcome back to eBay Radio, the show that's top pinned and most often shared. Here is your host, Griff.
And this segment, it's brought to you by Endesha, the leader in solutions for e-commerce shipping. Product sourcing is many sellers' favorite part of their e-commerce business. Oh, I wouldn't know anything about that. But approaching it willy-nilly can lead to problems not too far down the road. I'd know a lot about that. With us now to share his goal-oriented product sourcing strategy is Roger Kaiserling. He's known on eBay as Key Web Co. Roger, what do you do before you go out of shopping?
Oh, there's a lot of things you got to do before you go shopping.
Oh, tell me.
One of the most important things to do is pay attention to why you're going shopping in the first place. Hmm. Did you set up a business plan? Did you just happen to get some extra money and decide, oh, wow, I'm going to get something more for my store? Now, that's fun and great, and do it. But once you've done that, did you add that money you just spent to your business? Did you account for it? Do you know where you're going to put it after you get it? All those things you really, really need to think about before you go shopping. But, you know, of course, you're going to go shopping. You're going to find a deal. You're going to buy it. You know, there's those times that you go out and you have to have that, oh, here's my emergency $100 because I just found 20 things 90% off.
Mm-hmm.
But before you go shopping, you also need to make sure that, are you going shopping for restock? Did you plan to buy an item at a particular store? All these things you got to think about ahead, because you can drive around all over town looking for something you need to restock because you didn't plan ahead that you were going to run out. So you end up driving to three or four stores because you happen to need 10 of these items, and you're using gas to go between those stores, which all adds to your expenses. And if you don't plan well into your budget, all those costs add up to expenses you're not paying attention to. So you're actually not figuring in part of your shopping cost.
What are you looking for while shopping?
Well, when you go shopping, what you're looking for is something that will sell, that's in demand. Doesn't have to be in demand at that time. That's the main thing you're looking for, but you're also looking for what's going on in that brick-and-mortar store. That is almost just as important as what you're going to buy at that moment and put online, because that's going to tell you what's going to be in clearance in a few months that you can buy, put in a box, date to list in another few months, and then all of a sudden you're listing a few months before it's in demand in the next season. You know, early bird gets the worm. You've had 30 days or so for Google to find your product and get it indexed. So when people are searching, you know, your item's already there. People are, new sellers are adding the items like normally closer to when the item is in demand. So, you know, their items are new. Your items are already indexed in there. You've had time to get a little traffic on them, maybe a few watchers, so you're getting a little importance there. You know, all those things you've got to factor in when you go shopping in the first place. Because I know a lot of people that when they go shopping for eBay, they go like, oh, I found this thing. It was only $2. It was $8. And they don't take out their phone and scan that barcode to see that there's 4,700 of them on eBay for sale for
$3.99. Wow.
So even though they buy that little item that they got a super big deal on, all that money is just sitting there. They'll eventually sell them. Yes, everybody sells everything eventually. But there's no real turnaround on them. If there's a good draw to that item, buy it, even though you're not going to make a dime. I say that because that's one of the other things I was going to mention about what you're looking for when you're shopping. If you see a whole bunch of cheap stuff and a whole bunch of them are missing on the shelf, people are wanting them, and you look them up online and you only make a dollar or two after shipping costs, but you can see there's a lot of volume on them, I always buy a couple of those items to mix into my store just for traffic. It draws them in. They'll either buy that, but they may see something else. And I've actually had some luck with that.
Hmm. I have a question for you, because this is a hard one for me. How do you know when to shop? I mean,
okay.
I can't stop shopping.
Because there's many factors. When you know a store sells in clearance on a regular basis, like when you go to Walmart, you pretty much know at night is when they do their markdowns, when the traffic in the store is less. If you go to a regular store on a regular basis and you get to know the people working in the aisles and see when are they putting the boxes out, when does the inventory truck come, when are the sales coming, when are they going to mark down the clearance, what time of year does the new item come that they have to clear the shelf and liquidate the old item. Start talking to the employees. That's when you know when to shop.
It's funny because we were just talking about it earlier in the show.
I get massive deals. I even get boxes of stuff kept in the back room that they know that I buy on a regular basis. They know they're going into clearance. They'll tell me, you know, we were supposed to put these out on the shelf today, but these are going to be marked down in about 3 days. We'll just keep it in the back. When you come in, buy the ones on the shelf. If you need more, let us know. I go in, I get a brand new in the box from the manufacturer, never been pulled out, never tagged anything. 90% off sometimes. I'll buy the whole box. Now, that's the other thing. That's another reason to know when to shop. Did you budget it? Do you have the money? Because if you go in and you talk to a store manager and they say, oh, I've got $500 worth of LED candles in the back room, and we're going to put those on sale for you for 50% off, you best darn well have that money to go in there and hand them to get all 500 of those candles to get that deal the next time.
So you mentioned at the beginning that at the end of the day they do their markdowns. Is that all of the stores?
That's the general idea, but you really need to go to the stores that you shop at in your local zone and find out how those managers run those individual locations. But, you know, common sense is if the brick-and-mortar store is least busy, that's normally when they're in the aisles moving out the inventory and changing signage and doing the clearance and markdowns. But the biggest trick is when you're in that line with 500,000 things in your cart and there's a bunch of customers looking at you evilly because they have three items, you make sure you let them go out in front of you and you give them a business card. You talk to those cashiers as you're checking out and you get to know those cashiers. They will tell you all the deals.
Oh, they will. This is so true.
I was going to ask you, Griff, do you make nice with the people?
And oh, of course I do.
Savers and everything?
But I make nice with everyone.
Yes, but you know what I'm talking about,
and do
big
it with
boy.
The customers. A store manager will see you watching other customers trying to get something off the top shelf. You stop your little eBay hunting and scanning. You go over. You get that item for that customer off the top shelf. You see somebody looking for something, you know they're looking for something. You say, hey, what are you looking for? Yeah, I can't find this. You've been in that store a million times. You know where everything is. You tell that customer where it is. That store manager sees you doing that. That's almost like you're a paid employee to them.
Griff, that was like your Uncle Griff thing.
They will love you forever for those little things. Letting someone, I've had a cashier stop ringing me up to let three or four customers go in front of me and then start ringing me up again. I'm there on business. Those people are there on their lunch breaks, everything else. You hand them a business card. Do you know how many sales I make a week off my business cards?
Well, tell me about the business card. I mean, do you sell things for other people or?
No, everything's me. I just have a business card. It's very basic. It has my logo. It has all my web addresses. It has a barcode scan thing on the back that if you scan it, it will open up my eBay store on a mobile device. And when I'm in line, they say, well, why do you need 400 bed sheets? And I'm like, well, I sell it on eBay. Do you make any money? And they said, well, you can if you know what you're doing. Really? And then they are interested. You hand them a business card. You don't say anything else. You don't hard pressure sell. And all of a sudden, you get an email or a phone call. Hey, you know, I was thrifting the other day, and I found this really nice vase. I got it for $3. I looked it up. It's worth $400. How do I sell it? Well, you get in your car, and you drive right over to their house, and you show them how to sell it.
I get the drift.
Yeah.
So when you get home with all of your stuff that you bought, your bounty, what do you do with it after you
Now that is the real smart thing you've got to do. You've got to have banker boxes or some sort of storage units, just like you do after you list your items. What I do is I look at the item, I look when the demand will be on eBay for it, I put it in a box, I date it to be listed a month or so before the demand begins to show. I have just as many boxes unlisted almost as I do listed, and I have a lot of items.
How do you find out when the demand?
You just look at brick and mortar. Copy what brick and mortar do. They have people, they pay millions and millions and millions of dollars to do millions and billions of dollars worth of research. Why should you worry about it when they've done it for you? So just copy what you see in the sale ads. When you see something in clearance, a good idea is to box it for 3 months, list it, because it's in clearance way at the end of the season. It puts you in about the right time. So if you don't have time to research it, that's a good guess.
Well, Griff, I got a lot out of Roger's interview here.
Real quick.
Oh, go ahead.
Promote Pitchers guy that was on just a moment ago?
Yeah.
Yes.
I have been doing that since he came out, and it is awesome. Everybody should jump on it. Views, traffic, sales, when I use it, they all go up.
Really?
Yes. I highly recommend it.
Well, that's nice to know.
That. See, I there's a good awesome. Endorsement.
I hadn't heard of it before until I saw it on Facebook.
Well, I jumped on it the minute I saw it, and I'm glad I did.
So, Griff, one of the first things he said was to plan your budget, and that goes with knowing your numbers.
That's knowing
that
your numbers.
You've been, you know, telling us for years.
That's right.
Roger, thank you.
Roger, thanks a lot. That was great information. This segment was brought to you by Indicia, the leader in solutions for e-commerce shipping. Up next, give us a call, 888-723-4630, here on eBay Radio.
Getting your eBay items listed, then managing those listings is job one. You need a powerful tool that fits your business. That's why eBay certified provider John Slocum started 6-Bit Software. He's been listening to sellers since 1998, when he invented Auction Assistant, then went on to build Seller's Assistant and Blackthorn. His latest creation is 6-Bit, a flexible, intuitive desktop solution that makes it faster and easier to create and upload new listings. 6-Bit imports and exports data in several formats, and it's customizable. You can revise listings, leave feedback, send emails, print postage and packing slips, even add insurance right from your desktop. Home and hobby, small business, and enterprise versions let 6-Bit grow with you. Try this new product from an old friend free for 30 days at 6bitsoftware.com.
If shipping were music, right now yours probably sounds like this. Wouldn't it be nice to go to Shipping Nirvana? Introducing ShipStation, a multi-channel solution no matter where you sell online. ShipStation streamlines your shipping process, taking you from shipping headache to shipping nirvana. Communicate more easily with customers. No more waiting in line at the post office. Eliminate copy and paste label nightmares. And give your scissors and tape dispenser a break. ShipStation lets you create up to 500 labels, even mixing and matching carriers without starting over or visiting several websites. No matter where you sell online or how long it currently takes you to pack and ship, ShipStation can save you time and money. Some customers are saving up to 10 minutes per package. So if you're tired of shipping headaches, join us in shipping nirvana. Visit ShipStation.com today. Your account is free for 30 days.
Nothing sparks more sales than a good markdown. Whether it's putting items on sale or just accepting a best offer, Campaign Go makes markdowns easier and more effective than ever. With three eBay-compatible and certified applications developed by sellers for sellers, Markdown Guru automates the process of choosing items to put on sale using multiple filters. Campaign Go's Sales Reports tool lets you track revenue from your markdown items. You can see how many sold and for how much, and how that contributed to your bottom line. Best Offer Advisor gives you all the data you need to be smart about accepting, declining, or countering a best offer, all in a single email. With Campaign Go, you can sell more, sell faster, and work less. eBay Radio listeners get a 90-day free trial if you sign up before June 30th. Go to campaigngo.com.